You are listening to Art Not Science, presented by the Physics Room Contemporary Art Space, a monthly podcast of artist talks, panel discussions, and other events.
Kia ora, my name is Jamie Hanton, and I'm the director of the Physics Room, a contemporary art space dedicated to developing and promoting contemporary art and critical discourse in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Based in central Christchurch since 1996, we assist artists with resources and opportunities to achieve a higher level of professional and creative development and encourage a greater acknowledgement, understanding, and value of contemporary art among New Zealanders. Our goal is to actively seek links between the arts and other areas of cultural production and to involve art as a contributing voice in wider intellectual, social, and political debate. We are proud to present Episode 5 of Art Not Science, a monthly podcast that showcases events and exhibitions at the Physics Room. In this episode, FICA writers read responses to our current exhibition, Two Oceans at Once. Hear from internationally acclaimed poet Tusiata Avia and FICA members Anna Muliapola, Stephanie Oberg, Siobhan Kahu-McMillan, Isla Martin, Danielle O'Halloran, and Sarah Maindonald. FICA writers are a collective of Christchurch Pacifica writers whose members meet to give energy to the practice of storytelling through writing, poetry, prose, and performance. Through collaboration and exchange, FICA maintain a sense of oral tradition and work to strengthen the voices of Pacifica peoples within Canterbury. Two Oceans at Once, curated by Charlotte Huddleston and Cameron Alu-Matamua, with work by Rihe Maheshwari, Skawanati, and Kahurangi Ariki-Smith, is the second iteration of the exhibition of the same name, which was presented at St. Paul Street Gallery in Auckland earlier this year.
Kia ora, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the Physics Room. My name's Audrey Baldwin. I'm the Access Coordinator for the Physics Room. Really, really excited to see so many wonderful faces coming here for FICA Collective's response to Two Oceans at Once. As soon as this show came up and we were thinking about public programming, the immediate link between FICA writers and the works in Two Oceans at Once became really apparent to me and the rest of the Physics Room team. So we're really excited to have this amazing collective performing their responses both to Two Oceans at Once and on the 25th anniversary of Bottled Ocean, which was an exhibition of Pacifica artists done in 1994. So if you're not already familiar with FICA, they are an amazing collective of Pacifica writers, performers, all round powerhouses that have been around for over 15 years, writing words, exchanging dialogue, and just making beautiful things happen in Otatahi and beyond. So today we are going to be joined by a bunch of the collective with the originators, Danielle O'Harahan, Anna Muliapola, Tusiata Avia, and Stephanie Oberg, some of the originators, but then they're also joined by more members, Siobhan Tumai, Sarah Maindonald, Jess Marimer, Isla Martin, and we've also got a special reading from Joe Arcoy, who is reading for Jess Marimer today. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to gently kind of introduce readers to the stage. You've all got one of these beautiful zines that's been designed and laid out by Kai Hitchcock with illustrations by Solomon Davis and I think also some work by Enmiki Montagne. So we're going to follow the format of the zine, and I think we might get started. So first up, I'd like to welcome Anna up to the stage. So please.
Matuale angale nei talonga, naole faya ina lava le mea e maua. Oh, from the mouths of babes, we can only lose this game. When oceans bleed into one, we all bleed. Even my ancestors are on edge, lamenting sunflowers where musooi, aute, and te wila once bloomed. All they taste is their own tongue and saliva. Matuale angale nei ta'alonga, naole faya ina lava le mea e maua. Even the village shopkeeper chucked change at my mother. I slapped the coins flat on the counter and glared at her. But the spinning continued in my head and set fire to my hand. By the time I made it to the lagoon, mosquitoes had eaten the rest of my body. Matuale angale ne ta alonga. Nau le faya ina lava le mea e maua. Coffee spilled on my thigh, the chair and the floor. We mopped it up with a clean sanitary pad. It was strangely arousing. I want to smear mango flesh on these walls and lick them clean. I want to reek of plantation sweat and stain the city with lore. I want to guzzle, not two, but all the oceans at once. E mitua le anga le nei ta alonga. Nau le faya ina lava le mea e maua.
Thank you so much. Next up to the stage, we've got Danielle O'Halloran. Welcome.
Tangaloa still moving. The kids pick up quick. I don't really like these controllers, this shit colonizers game. I'd rate this game 1.5 stars. You can't even win. Where the oceans meet, where the pohutukawa grows, and the tides clap, and our spirits cup each other, returning, re-evolving, hawaiki nui, hawaiki rua, hawaiki pau mau mau, following the scented trails of Hawaiki. Take the sea away in a bottle and it remains the sea with all its imperceptible currents and identical tides. Tupaia's relatives told me about Raiatea and how he'd been visiting rallies in Aotearoa, writing maps, hitching a ride. We call him names like genius, high priest, artist, scholar, warrior, linguist, navigator, cartographer, cuz. They know him and want to bring his bones home. A seed from Raiatea, never lost, like us. There is a colonizer inside, obsessed with your culture. Sailing imagined vintage va'a into harbours where I discover new stars in my image, plastic phosphorescence pinned to the bedroom ceiling around a white mosquito net, 80s vanilla princess decor for a karaoke champ, still singing but losing, still losing but singing. We don't need another hero, we just want another way home. I want to be brown girl vigilante justice. I want to be frizzy morning hair all day. I want to be budget headlining black eco-fashion tip to toe, never in the red and green to go. I want to be courage in the boardroom and lazy fire in bed. Not second life, but fourth dimension, body diversity, native alien next life embodied less. Still, in search of fragrance. Swimming past the doctrine of discovery, you don't even have to believe. You just know in your bones. Self-fulfilling, like you took a pic of the future on a selfie stick. Choo. This one is, the title is taken from a poem by one of our rangatahi, indigenous youth poets, slam poets in Ototahi, Moana Thompson. She's the whole motherfucking ocean. My brother once fished up a volcano. He called it a fish, but we knew. Lava had fattened the soles of his feet, layers so thick he could run barefoot over fire and tell stories to match. My sister-in-law rolled her eyes to the moon and back every time he laughed and boasted tales of how high he could fly on days when the kids pointed clapping murmurations of Pipi Wharauroa. Yeah, he'd say, I once turned myself into a bird and watched those guys colonize. A bird, a fish, a man, a tall tale. No myths, just what you can see through 3D glasses. Lols, my sister-in-law says, the kids are calling you Maui these days. They play at being you in tatau skin suits at Halloween. Afior wants to wear a dressing gown instead. He's going to be that for real legend guy. Jesus. Oh, my bruv says, at least legends like us are movie stars now. True dat, my sister-in-law Sina smiles, rolls her body into the moon, pulls the tide up around her chin, and goes back to sleep under the sonar. In more than one places at once, changing the shape of sea creatures, but never changed herself. Even with beaching whales, ears bleeding, remnant conches blowing breathless, she gets hotter all the time. Yeah, don't say her name unless you're going to sing it. Moana plugs the mic in. She'll take it from here. Wind the tape back.
I'd like to welcome up to the stage Isla Martin.
Kia ora te whānau. This piece is obviously in response to this, but also dedicated to the Yawaru mob who are from Broome in Western Australia, because we recently had them come and visit our university. So it's great spending time with them last weekend, as well as thinking about all this. The power has been cut open that I may seek to occupy it. An artia dampened by the swamp, you mosquito, straight for the breastbone. Tamuka Pub knows what he wants and will get it. Wants to go home, wants to understand, how on earth are we, how on earth is it, because of the sun, me inui tato, may I have this dance? 16 tikoka of beer and the water between us? Make me a party out of roadkill, make me a dark circle of family, make me hear your calling, calling on, but remixed. I suggest we are higher than maybe, higher than what we still seek to know. These white noises have laughed and laughed and laughed too long. At Aruwhenua, my left ear screams a constant history at one pitch, one bird in the tree, linear love, and we sleep. Suck the juice from the grassroots, talk firework mamai. We are the generation that remembers Toitū te whenua when our daddies refuse. Toitū te mana, when our granddaddies are dead, we guess and guess again. The power has been cut open that I may seek to occupy it, but take the sea away in a bottle and it remains the sea. Mightn't the Weddell be my own body? Mightn't the Alps be creeping in my sleep, flashing me their red and woundeds? Please may I be machinery with a beating heart pulse. Me inui tato, may I have this dance. May you be seated. Kia ora.
You are listening to Art Not Science, presented by the Physics Room Contemporary Art Space.
Next up, we are going to have Jo Arcoy reading for Jess Merrimer. Welcome.
Coconut oil. Coconut oil for your healthy, balanced body. Zero trans fats, your better way of living. Coconut oil for your new age beauty routine, for your teeth, your hair, your face. Coconut oil for that all over glow, your island dawn breaking on the horizon. Coconut oil, we've no use for it here. Export it from our shores and take us with you. Trust us, you have not known this goodness before, this multi-purpose, grease your engines, deep fry your meats, rough up your sweets, coconut oil. My advice for best use is to cover me in it, all of it, buckets of it, fill your bathtub and lay me in it, pour it from my head in your stinking summer heat, watch it melt over the length of my limbs, over each curve, drop from my fingertips to my feet, witness my skin suck up every drip, coconut oil. Extra virgin taste, as the name suggests, fresh from the warm breeze, brown sugar and white flesh, your romance from the paradise, your South Pacific fling, coconut oil, for your better sex life, your baptism of sin.
Hi. I would like to welcome up to the stage Sarah Mae Donald.
Welcome.
The sea in a bottle. It holds the ancestry of our peoples. It is extinct. It holds each summer frolic. It holds the memory of Maui's birth. It holds the memory of ice which covered the planet, mammoths, moor, mother. Envis, who strode into the waves, and Amazon, for whom jellyfish fled, and a small child felt limitless safety. Tangaroa's anger lives in this bottle. In defence of his mother, he gouged his brother's side. Sand ran out between his ribs, becoming skeletal. We are skeletal. Tangaroa is turning, plastic poisoned, oil smeared, muku misshapen by radiated waves from Japan, from Bikini, his Pacific face barely visible. Where is the mother? Sensuous curves of brown earth draped on the bones of the multitudes. Tangaroa worshipped her. He longed to be deep within her, snuggled soft with his siblings, not cast away, swallowing the world's waste. We search for the quick fix, the coke and sex on the beach, the discarded condom, the genome of a people seeping into the ocean. He longed for the abundance she sheltered in her crevices, sustenance for the generations to come. She died. A death that tortured her over decades. She roused in struggle, regained the power of her limbs, but then they attacked her heart. The blood stopped flowing. She began to rot. We are skeletal, putrefied, dissolved, the sea in a bottle.
Next up we have Siobhan Tumo. Fano. This is my first time reading in public, I'm very nervous, but this poem, I kind of was thinking about the way that Māori welcomed Pākehā into Aotearoa, and then they were, you know, colonised, and how there's been like a resurgence of tino rangatiratanga recently, so it's a small. It's called Love Letter. Let me lay across your bloodied hands. Swathes of thick black run down your knees, tie your feet to the ground. Remove my head from its body, kiss it gently, throw it into the ocean. Let me lick the dirt from your inner thigh, calloused hand upon your throat, a vase for harakeke shoots. I'll dig a trench, you hide. Remove your head from its body, kiss it gently, throw it into the hangi pit. So we've got Stephanie Oberg.
Come on up.
Part one, Are We There Yet? More motion in the ocean, times two like a backwards K, carved into the legs of the kitchen table. The savages ate the invaders and lived happily ever after. Pineapple oil, breadfruit smoothies, banana juice, taro biscuits and chestnut chewing gum. They held art exhibitions in a swimming pool shaped like a bottle. They wrapped things in boxes and traded cell phones with their neighbours. They would shout at the captain, "Are we there yet, Jim?" "Which Jim are you?" he would reply. Part 2, Infection. Pressed up against the glass, I can only see plastic. A raffia handbag from the 60s, one that smells of chemicals, but comes all the way from Japan. I mean China. A red crate, a blue mat, a red crate. Are we there yet, Jim? We seem to be travelling in circles. I'm not sure I've been vaccinated. To stop them from making us sick, we covered ourselves in pig fat and refused to make contact. We wore sticks and feathers, frightening masks. And the children yelled, "We hate you!" from the shore. Pressed up against the glass, looking inwards. The sea is still the sea. The ocean still the ocean, said Jim. Carefully watching the tides, we played cards and waited.
And now we have Tusiara Avia. Welcome up.
I'm the last person, so it's always really good when Whika gets together to perform. We don't do it that often, but when we do it, it's really awesome. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're so awesome. We put this zine together really quickly. We wrote it, when did we write it last week? Sunday? Sunday to Wednesday. And I just want to say a really big bafutai te le lava lososunga to Kai, who worked in a ridiculously small amount of time to produce this zine, which I think's outstrips nearly every zine I've ever seen and really deserves to be a much bigger publication. That's just the most incredible work of love. And I also want to thank Solomon for the outstanding artwork. Oh my God. Yeah, thank you so much, Solomon. As well as admiring you, I feel deeply jealous. And I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name properly. Miki? Anamika, who obviously was looking over my shoulder when I wrote the final poem for this piece. Come on. Okay. Any falling on the floor from me is a dramatic part of this. Okay, so I'm going to read two pieces. This is a pantoum. A pantoum is a poetry form with a repeating pattern. I've actually renamed it now. It's called Savage Colonizer Pantoum. This is a dumb game. You can only lose. You will die later in the night. You are a shit colonizer. You can only lose. This is a dumb game. You're a shit colonizer. You are a dumb savage. This is a dumb game. You're a dumb waiter. You are a dumb savage. You have a shrunken head. You're a dumb waiter. You are a wooden servant. You have a shrunken head. This is a dumb down. You are a wooden servant. You are a cut tree. This is a dumb down. This is a dumb game. You can only lose. And this final one for our reading is like a 250 Captain Cook poem. Might write some more. The names of the ships are ships that he captained or crewed. And the names of the people at the end were the people involved in exterminating him from the earth at Kealakekua Bay in Hawaii. Are there any kids here? Just a bit sweary. My kid loves sweary. She said to me last night, Oh, can I swear in poems? I'm like, no, you're 12. You have to wait a bit. Hey, James. Yeah, you in the white wig, in that big endeavour, sailing the big blue ocean like a big asshole. Fuck you, bitch. James, I heard someone shoved a knife right up into the gap between your ribs at Kealakekua Bay. I'm going to go there. Make a makahiki luau, cook a white pig, feed it to the dogs, and fuck you up, bitch. Hey, James, it's us. These days we're driving around in our SUVs looking for you. Or white men like you, who might be thieves or rapists or kidnappers or murderers, yeah, or any of your descendants or any of your incarnations. 'Cause you know, hey, bitch, we're gonna fuck you up. Tonight, James, it's me, Lani, Danielle, and a car full of brown girls. We find you on the corner of the justice precinct. You've got another woman in a headlock, and I've got my father's pig hunting knife in my fist, and we're coming to get you. Sailing around in your resolution, your friendship, your discovery, and your fucking free love. Watch your ribs, James, 'cause I'm coming with Kalani o Pu'u, Kaneka Polei, Kanaina, Keawe o Pala, Kuka Elimoku, who is a god, and Nua'a, who is king with a knife. And finally, James, finally, we're gonna fuck you up for good, bitch.
I don't really think I need to say anything aside from a massive thank you to all of our amazing readers, performers. What a treat, what an honour to have your words, to have such a rich response and kind of delving into the concepts at play in this exhibition and in Bottled Ocean. Thank you so much and thank you for being here. Just beautiful work. Thank you so much.
Come into the gallery this weekend to see Two Oceans at Once and to pick up a copy of the zine produced by Fika Writers, Fika Mai Le Moana, before the exhibition closes on Sunday, 17 November. The zine includes the poetic responses read by Fika Writers and artwork by Solomon Davis. This zine will be available in digital form soon on our website. Two Oceans at Once is our last on-site exhibition of the year and also the last exhibition in our Worcester Boulevard gallery space. The Physics Room is currently in the process of moving to the old cheesemonger space in the Registry Building of the Arts Centre. Our first exhibition in the new space, The Shouting Valley, will open on Friday, 17 January 2020. In the meantime, we are presenting a number of events in the new space, including our annual fundraiser on Friday, 6 December. This small exhibition includes limited edition prints by five artists, Aisha Green, Kushla Donaldson, Lonnie Hutchinson, Matthew Galloway, and Oliver Perkins. Each work is an edition of 15 and can be purchased directly from the gallery. Proceeds from this fundraising event will go directly into our 2020 program to fund artists in the production of new work. We would like to thank our supporters, Ilam Editions at the University of Canterbury School of Fine Arts, for producing these prints. On Saturday, 14 December, we will be launching issue 5 of Hamster magazine. Hamster is a serial magazine published by the Physics Room that responds to issues in contemporary art and publishing. Issue 5 focuses on themes of embodiment, performance, and relationships, and features work by Jennifer Shields, Pukodi Productions, Gemma Banks, Robin Murphy, Brooke Stamp, Vanessa Krofsky, and Lindley Edmeads. The audiobook version of Issue 5 will feature in our next episode of Art Not Science on Friday, 20 December, so be sure to tune in for an early Christmas present. Ma te wa!
Visit the Physics Room at 49 to 59 Worcester Boulevard. Open 10 till 5 from Tuesday to Friday and 11 till 4 Saturday and Sunday. The Physics Room is generously supported by Creative New Zealand, the Christchurch City Council, the Rata Foundation, Three Boys Brewery, Scientech, Resine Paints, and the Crater Rim.